Hey, and welcome to Imani Nicole, the podcast, the place where you can be both spiritual and the most authentic version of yourself. I'm your host and lit life coach, Imani, and I will help demystify spiritual concepts and empower you to be the most lit version of yourself as you navigate your spiritual journey, relationships, and self-evolution while having a ton of fun in the process. Let's be our best selves together and let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast, welcome to my energy, and I'm so happy you're here. Thanks for being here with me. So if you've been following my month of meditation series where I uploaded a meditation every day for 31 days, then you would know that my birthday was this past Saturday if you're listening at the time of this being live, and I just wanted to give myself a little break, a little time to reset and enjoy, like, just being 32 and having a birthday and being with my friends and family and things like that before I got back into, you know, the podcasting game. So if you have no idea about the rap beef or what happened or any context at all, I will try to break it down as succinctly as I can. So honestly, this beef kind of goes back a few years, but I won't start there. I'll start to like what really launched it, right? So J. Cole and Drake did this song called First Person Shooter, where J. Cole was like, love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three, like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. And then Kendrick Lamar is on a song with Future and Metro Boomin called Like That. And then Kendrick Lamar is like, ain't no big three, it's just big me. Fuck you talking about, basically. So then J. Cole puts out a track called 7 Minute Drill, and he's basically like coming back at Kendrick Lamar saying like, oh, he fell off and, you know, what have you, right? Just responding. And then a few days later, J. Cole was like, oh, never mind. I'm sorry, bro. Which, like, he caught a lot of slack for that. But given the way that this whole rap beef has unfolded, people are now calling J. Cole the smartest man on earth. So after J. Cole bows out, then Drake comes in and he responds, and he comes out with two tracks called Push Ups was the first one. And then before Kendrick even had a chance to respond, he came out with a second track called Taylor Made Freestyle, when he like used AI verses from Tupac and Snoop Dogg. So he used AI to like make it sound like them, but it wasn't really them, obviously, you know. So then Kendrick Lamar comes out with Euphoria, which he named because Drake is a co-producer on the HBO show Euphoria. And people were coming at him because like it took Kendrick Lamar, I think, 17 days or whatever, however long, to respond, and he comes out the gate swinging like no prisoners, right? He did not hold back at all. And then on May 3rd, Kendrick Lamar comes out with another song called 616 in LA. And then later that night, the same night that Kendrick came out with 616 in LA, Drake responds with another track called Family Matters, where now Drake is, you know, metaphorically swinging at his wife, well, not his wife, but his fiance, his son, and, you know, claiming that he's not really the father of his son. Like, just so much. And then within the hour that Drake released that track, Kendrick Lamar releases a track called Meet the Grams, where he attacks Drake's family, where he not only addresses Drake, he addresses Drake's mama, he addresses Drake's daddy, he addresses Drake's alleged secret daughter that he hasn't told anybody about, and he addresses his son. So after Kendrick Lamar releases Meet the Grams, he comes out with another song called Not Like Us. And then Drake comes out with a song called The Heart Part 6, which is a play on Kendrick Lamar's series of songs, The Heart, and he has like a heart part. It's 1 through 5. Okay, so now you're all caught up on the timeline. At the time of me recording this, there haven't been any new songs released in the rap beef, but honestly, the way that it's been happening, they could have released like an hour ago and I just don't know about it. But for the most part, you're caught up. So here are my thoughts about the rap beef, which actually may surprise you, or maybe not, I don't know, who cares. But anyway, I have been loving this rap beef, not only for the petty back and forth, because listen, for entertainment's sake, I can be swept away in that, whatever, sue me, right? But I've been loving it for the artistry of it all. And you might be like, oh, but isn't all this beef, isn't it such low vibe or whatever the fuck? Like, but what you have to understand is that rap beef is a part of hip hop culture. It's a part of the culture. Now, have rap beefs in the past gone entirely too far? Abso-freaking-lutely. Like, we do not need a repeat of Biggie and Tupac. We absolutely don't. But if we're keeping it on wax, if we're keeping it strictly to the music, I honestly find nothing wrong with channeling frustration or anger or whatever emotion for that matter into art. Actually, I think that channeling emotion, genuine emotion, makes phenomenal art. And I think that we've seen that throughout this rap beef. So I was actually listening to Amanda Seales on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp, and he asked her if he thinks that the rap beef is bad for hip hop. And I love what she said about it, because she said that, I mean, and this isn't verbatim, but she essentially said that anything that sharpens your craft and nurtures your creativity is good for hip hop. Again, as long as the artists are keeping it on wax and no one's getting hurt or killed over it, because it's not that serious. It has never been and never will be that serious. And something else that she shared, and a lot of other hip hop aficionados have shared, is that, you know, competition is also baked in the culture of hip hop. And, you know, I think we can sometimes think of competition as a bad thing. But if you allow me to just get deep for a second, the word competition actually originates from a Latin word, competire, which means to strive together. And eventually, as you're striving together, you're getting better. I also think of this Bible verse. I think it's in Proverbs or something like that. I'm not super well versed in the Bible at all. But there's a verse that says, iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And so to me, that means, you know, even though Kendrick says that there's no big three, I think that sometimes it takes someone on your level to make each other, to make you better, to make the other person better. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean that you are in catty competition. You can definitely have friendly competition. Now, whether this rap beef is friendly competition, I, you know, I don't think so. However, you know, that's not really for me to determine. And obviously, you know, in the case of Kendrick Lamar and Drake, or really anybody who has a rap beef, like Megan Thee Stallion and even Nicki Minaj a few months back, they are, one, using their craft to channel their anger, frustration, whatever it is that they're feeling. And two, because of that, they are sharpening their craft and nurturing their creativity. Now, I don't know about you, but I am completely a music nerd. I could get lost for hours dissecting an album and the breaking down the lyrics and finding the samples and like what the connection between the sample and this song. I could spend all day doing that if you let me do it. And with that said, I just love the lyricism that has come out of this beef, specifically on Kendrick's side. And I think that's what took him so long, because he's not just gonna say shit to say shit. You know what I mean? Like, his lyrics have so much depth to them, right? And so if you like break down the lyrics, or even if you listen to someone else's like full breakdown, there are double and triple and honestly like quadruple entendres in his lyrics that come out of a beef, like a diss track. So like, of course it's gonna take Kendrick, you know, years to craft an album that makes sense. And that's of course obviously why he's winning Pulitzer Prizes for a rap album. He won a Pulitzer Prize for Damn. Now, I want to give my props to Drake too, I guess. Like, if you can't tell what team I'm on, I'm Team Kendrick. But anyways, like, I mean, if I'm giving my props to both sides, like, Drake knows what's palatable. Like, he knows and understands what the masses want to hear. You know, he knows what's going to make people shake their ass. You know what I mean? And so in that same reign, you know, he's nurturing his own craft and his own creativity. But ultimately, I think this is what people mean when they say hip hop is back. You know what I'm saying? Like, the artistry, the creativity, the delivery, when the argument could be made that the songs, not even just in hip hop, right? If we're like zooming out, like globally, a lot of the songs are arguably focused on being viral on TikTok rather than being what is true and honest for the artist. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Let me know what you think about this whole rap beef. You can find me on Instagram at Imani Nicole. And if this resonates with you, please feel free to share it with anybody who's been following it, or maybe even not. Okay, I will talk to you later. Love you so much. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you love what you heard, tell me about it. Find me on Instagram at Imani Nicole and tag me and tell me what you loved about this episode. I love hanging out with you, and I cannot wait to talk to you next week. See you soon.